Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are about to talk to Sal Capaccio from Buffalo, and we have RJ Bell from pregame.com coming up in the next segment. But if you want to grab a line, 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. And with that, we mentioned LeSean McCoy in the open to the show, and so I thought it'd be a good idea to get somebody on from Buffalo to give us sort of the temperature of the city there from a football standpoint on this topic, and with training camp coming up in less than 2 weeks. How much is this weighing on the Buffalo Bills? This LeSean McCoy story. So joining me right now is he is the beat and sideline reporter for the Bills and also a host on WGR 550. Sal Capaccio joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Sal, am I pronouncing your name last name right? I should say.
Yeah, that's really, really good, man. You got it.
Okay, good. I feel like I'm not going to lie, I have an Irish name, but if I were Italian, I would want my name to be Sal Capaccio. I think it's a pretty cool name. It's good to have you on the show. I appreciate you. Appreciate you making a few minutes. So, I guess give us the window into Buffalo right now. I host a show during the week in the afternoons on 610 in Houston. And we're kind of talking about it from a distance. What's the mood like in Buffalo right now over this LeSean McCoy story?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, you have the personal side of things. And then secondary comes football. But you do have a football angle to it. But from the personal side of things, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions about this story. You know, first of all, the woman who was assaulted did not make the direct accusations against LeSean. It was her friend who posted the Instagram accusations. And now the woman was assaulted has kind of backed off, saying that if LeSean was involved. This is a former girlfriend of his. Apparently they were going through some sort of dispute with the house, and he was trying to evict her as it was. She claims that he'd been asking for some of the jewelry back that was specifically targeted. The police say this was a targeted event, but LeSean is in Miami. You know, he was not there. We're all pretty sure of that. He's not been named as some sort of personal suspect. Everyone just is questioning if he had any involvement whatsoever, and he is denying any at all. But like I said, now she's kind of backtracking and saying she's not sure if he did. So hopefully that's not the case. Something happened to this woman. Whatever it is, we hope that the person who's responsible for it goes away for a long time. Now, if that happens to be LeSean McCoy, if for any reason he's involved and he's not a part of the Buffalo Bills, look, the offense is downright scary. Without him. Already, he's the only person that threatens a defense. They don't really have a wide receiver other than Kelvin Benjamin that you can call a go-to guy. They don't have a lot of speed at wide receiver. And let's be honest, they're going through a lot of quarterback questions right now, quarterback competition, including a rookie and Josh Allen. So the Bills really, really need LeSean McCoy on the field.
Yeah, I want to get into the football side of it you just alluded to in a second, but I want to focus in just for a second on McCoy himself. And, you know, look, the things that he's being accused of here obviously are not indicative of anything that he's done since he became a Buffalo Bill, but just from a citizenry in the locker room, outside the locker room, off of the field, how has LeSean McCoy been as a Buffalo Bill and a Buffalo citizen in the couple of years that he's been there?
You know, he's been really good. When he first got traded, he'll tell you, he hated the idea. He did not want to leave Philadelphia. And obviously, there's a perception of Buffalo and people going there that, you know, is pretty negative. But as with most people, once they get here, they love it. Lots of players say that. Micah Hyde said that. Charles Clay said that. Everybody has said that. And LeSean McCoy has definitely embraced the city. He loves being a part of it. But, you know, he's been a good citizen. He's done a lot of really good things. But there have been a few little incidences here or there. Do you remember a few years ago he had that women-only party where he had to sign the non-disclosure agreement that, you know, kind of raised red flags? The party was supposed to be in Philadelphia, but it made headlines. There was that incident on that party bus where allegedly he had a woman thrown off, or he threw a woman off the bus, and there was liquid thrown on here. He does not dispute having the woman thrown off the bus. He says she was acting inappropriately, and then, but he says he did not have anything to do with, you know, throwing anything on her whatsoever. But then he had, obviously, the most more famous one was the nightclub incident where there was a brawl. There were undercover cops involved. That was in Philadelphia. LaShawn was involved in that. That was really the only kind of quote-unquote violent type of incident you could find on his record. I talked with a former teammate of his, who said, oh my gosh, like, he was super surprised to hear his name even mentioned with anything like this, because LaShawn hasn't been any sort of violent person at all. So this is really out of character and out of the norm, but there have been some things that have kind of raised some red flags, but nothing to the level of this.
Yeah, I mean, this is like something out of The Sopranos. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Sal Capaccio joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Let's circle back over to the football part that you alluded to, Sal. Like you said, LaShawn McCoy is their best player. And it's a team, though, that made the playoffs last year with Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback. I guess, you know, what are the expectations right now for this team with McCoy, and how much do they drop without if the worst case happens and he's not with this team?
Well, let's be honest. If you're a defensive coordinator, you're not game planning for anybody on the Buffalo Bills offense other than LaShawn McCoy at this point.
Yep.
You know, like I said, Kelvin Benjamin's a nice player. You're not revolving your game plan around him. They really don't have a ton of deep speed. That's something that they are still trying to figure out how they're going to get the ball down the field if they have to. But without LaShawn McCoy, then I think that you're really looking at an offensive roster that is near the bottom of the league as far as, you know, talent. This team is going to have to win games like they did a lot last year on defense and running the football, and that includes LaShawn McCoy. Now, behind him, they like having Chris Ivory, but, you know, he's not a guy that I think really threatens anybody over a 16-game schedule. He'd be a nice fill-in. He's a nice little combination with LaShawn. But other than that, this team is going to have to win games on defense. And, hey, look, Sean McDermott did a really nice job with the defense last year. They brought in some nice players, Star Latulale. They drafted Tremaine Edmonds in the first round, who I think is going to be an absolute stud in the NFL. And they have one of the best secondaries in the league with Tre'Davious White, a tremendous rookie. Vontae Davis they brought in, and Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, two really good young safeties. They're going to have to win games with their defense, even with LaShawn McCoy. Without him, they're going to have to steal games with the defense to really contend for a playoff spot like they did last year and finally ultimately got in.
Sal, last one, and it's not about McCoy, but as long as we're talking about the Bills and expectations, generally speaking, were people happy with the drafting of Josh Allen, or was there another quarterback that they, you know, Josh Rosen was obviously on the board when they were picking at 7. How does Buffalo, you know, Bills Nation, Bills Mafia, I guess, feel about Josh Allen?
Well, he was the most polarizing quarterback with Bills Mafia even before the draft. There were people, look, I mean, you guys might have seen the story. We actually had a producer on our radio station at WGR 550 who said, I will quit my job if they draft Josh
yes.
Allen. They drafted Josh Allen. He actually quit his job. Now, I'll be honest with you. He actually was going to anyway. It was a bit of a part of the story because he had something else going on. But it made for the rounds, and it was interesting, right? Because this was a super polarizing prospect. Since he's got to Buffalo, I mean, there were people who loved Josh Allen anyway, but the majority of fans, even if they hated him, have either come around to him or said, I'll support him because he's a Buffalo Bill now. But, you know, this is a young man who, I went to all the OTAs and minicamps. He does have legitimate arm talent. He makes throws that not very many quarterbacks in this league can make. But at the same time, it's a pretty big jump from Wyoming to the NFL, and he's going to have to learn to dial it down and not always use that fastball. He's going to be a polarizing prospect until he either sinks or swims, and Bill's Mafia is pretty much in that boat. Either they're going to say, I told you so, or, yeah, we got the steal of the draft because this is a kid that can do things that not many people in this league can.
Sal Capaccio, at Sal Sports on Twitter. He's the beat and sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills, and also, as he mentioned, a host on WGR 550. And ripping the curtain back on the producer quitting. Are you going to tell me that the WWE pay-per-view tonight is scripted now, Sal? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, maybe. I won't ruin that for you, okay? Because I was a Jimmy Superfly Snuka fan back in the day, and I even love to know that wrestling has some reality to it, okay?
That's something else we have in common. I love Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you making a few minutes, and looking forward. I know the Bills are traveling to Houston this year, so looking forward to having you down here in Houston, and I know everybody's looking forward to getting the season started off here in a couple weeks. Thanks a lot, Sal.
Okay, it's always one of the best cities I like to visit as well. Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.